Today we are at Hatters and are here with Patrick Barber, Local Government Officer and Youth Inclusion Lead for Manchester, and two members of Manchester Youth Council, Jane and Anva. Patrick, please tell us about your role.
Hi, my name's Patrick Barber and I'm a Local Government Officer with Manchester City Council. That means I'm the North Youth Inclusion Lead for the city, for the north part of the city. And I'm here today just to introduce what the Youth Council is about. There's two Youth Councillors here as well as two Youth Panel members, and I'll just explain a little around that and how it feeds into the grander scheme of youth democracy across the country. I'll start off on a real local level. We have what's called local youth panels, and we have five across the city that represent different districts across the city. I lead the north one, and each youth panel has three youth councillors that are representative of each of the districts across the city. Those youth councillors then all come together and form what's called the Youth Council, Manchester Youth Council. And the Youth Council, as well as it being very embryonic at the moment, so the Youth Council is understanding and learning their position at the moment, actually try and work around the key decisions and issues that concern young people. So it's about actually giving young people a voice on those key decisions and issues that concern them. We have to remember here that the Youth Council is not aligned to any political party in this country. They are aligned to young people. So locally, what young people bring from their districts as an issue, they might bring it to the Youth Council where it's actually discussed there. On a city, if the Youth Council agree on a major campaign that they need to look at, then they will look at that and then try and take that to the north, to the regional Youth Council, which is the North West Youthphoria Council. Now that's another stepping stone, so it goes from local to city to regional, and then it'll feed into what's called the UK Youth Parliament, which is the country's UK Youth Parliament, of where issues will then, from around the country, they'll pick one or two of them and then take that and then debate them within Parliament with the appropriate members of Parliament. I'm talking about adult members of Parliament. But on a local level, we have the youth panels that feed into Manchester City Youth Council, that feed into the North West Youthphoria, that feed into the United Kingdom Youth Parliament.
Another campaign that the Manchester Youth Council are working towards is youth unemployment. The government feel that young people are not getting involved in work and are not using their time to look for a job and make use of themselves, which makes us young people look bad, which gives us a negative impression. We feel that the media are using it just as a tactic to make us look bad, but the country is in recession at the moment, so it's really hard to find work, and people prefer to employ people who they feel are going to be good at skill work, and they feel that young people are not those people, and which is also giving us a negative impression. So we're trying to work towards helping us young people look better.
Can I just say, as part of the Youth Council, and just on the back of what Jane has said, one of the main campaigns that the Youth Council is working on at the moment is around the negative perceptions of young people. If you knew, 2 years ago, we had riots up and down the country, and it was a majority of young people who were involved in it. And in this city, we had major disturbances. And for a long time now, the media has portrayed quite a negative image around our young people across the country. And one of the major campaigns for the Youth Council is to drive up that positive image of young people and celebrate the positive things that they do across the city, because it isn't often that it is celebrated, and we, you know, the media actually look at it and celebrate it in that way. So it's a real point that I have to make, that's a real campaign in this city to drive up the positive perception of young people in the city.
Please tell us about your role as youth councillor.
My role as youth councillor is to find any issues concerning young people around the city in Manchester. And when I find those issues, whether it's like lack of facilities for us young people to get involved with, then I would go back to the youth council and explain to them. And then we would discuss the issue and try and see how it's affecting us young people, and how, if anyone is trying to sort it out. And if not, then we would try and resolve the issues to try and make it better for ourselves. When we discuss the roles, it's a way of trying to motivate ourselves, and we'll try and make different campaigns in order to inspire other young people, to make them aware and tell them, like, you know, we've got problems, and if you agree with them, then let's find a reason and like a solution to resolve it.
How did you become involved?
We got recommended from entering the FC United club, like, thing that we do as a project. And then towards the end, we got a letter sent home saying if we would like to participate within the North Manchester Council, which is just the youth panel. Then had like a vote where me, Jane and Hamid got voted in to go into Manchester's council.
Do you feel the council does enough to celebrate the success of young people, as the media or news portray a very negative image of young people?
Well, at the moment, we're working on that as a youth council. We're organising different campaigns, such as raising awareness of the negative perception of young people. We're working alongside with the media and the local radio team in order to motivate and tell everybody like what's going on, so that people can see how like we're interested and in politics as well as adults, and that we're not quite as different. We have different issues, but at the end of the day, we're all trying to work towards something better. I think we are doing a great job because we're working towards it, and it's like it's working out.
Why do you think not many young people have a passion or awareness of local politics?
I think that they don't have awareness because they feel like their point isn't like relevant, because they can only vote when they're 18. Therefore, there's no point of them expressing their views because there's nothing going to be done about it. Also, there's not enough like campaigns and stuff to show them that there's other stuff available. Therefore, they can't access it.
How can we encourage more young people to get involved and recognize the power they have in their communities?
I think we should encourage more young people to get involved in youth activities and to educate them more in schools about politics, so they have like a better view on politics in the community and how they can help and their power.